Hammer time.
Good morning, Buffalo. Good morning, Western York. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call
Cortez, your man for home improvement. Celebrating 30 years on the radio in Buffalo, it's the Home Improvement Hour on WBEN with Dominic Cortez.
I guess at some point we're going to need to update that, right, Jerry? Closing in on 32 years. Good morning, it's Dominic Cortez, and welcome to Hammer Time Radio. Special show for you today as we say hello to an old friend, Anatoly from Ava Roofing. Good morning, Anatoly.
Good morning, Dominic.
Thanks for coming in, and thank you for your continued support of the program, both on radio and television.
Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, you're always welcome. Anatoly and I were speaking about having him on about announcing about his roof giveaway contest. We'll be talking about that, so stay tuned because you can learn on how you can win a roof. That's literally what you're giving away is a complete roof.
Yeah, it's pretty much $10,000 roof credit towards your new roof.
Okay, so we're going to learn about how you can do that. But in addition to that, we want to layer in a discussion about roofing and kind of compare roofing materials. We often get questions here on air about metal roofs, and we thought we would start by talking about metal roofs and then lead into how they compare to asphalt, or now you really can't call them asphalt shingles anymore. What do you call a standard shingle now? Because it's generally blended asphalt and fiberglass. And
we still call it asphalt.
You still call it asphalt? Yeah. So comparing it to conventional shingles, if you want to look at it that way. And then, of course, now with the advent of what might be coming with solar embedded shingles, too, you see that on the frontier for you?
I don't think it's going to be in our region anytime soon yet. Mm-hmm. But I know more California than those
sure.
solar vented shingles.
Sure. So let's start by talking a little bit about metal roofs. Steel, aluminum, copper, zinc, there's a lot of different kinds of metal. Most of what you would see done in a residential setting would probably be a steel variety.
That seems to be the more common roofing system that's coming in.
A lot of people think that a metal roof is a lifetime roof.
Yes, that I think that's what people kind of they're hoping for a lifetime roof. But the problem with the metal roof, actually just like an asphalt roof, it's an improper installation. And I guess my biggest thing about metal roof is just the fading of the metal.
Mm-hmm.
And
now, what I've read is you can get maybe 30 to 50 years out of a steel roof. You could pretty much get that or more out of an asphalt shingle.
If it's properly installed and you have proper ventilation, I think for the same price that you'd pay for a metal roof, you can get yourself a really heavyweight designer shingle, something at 400 pounds plus. And I think it should be very, very close to the same age for a lot less price.
So we're going to talk about that too today, is how to shop for roofing, what to look for in a material, and how to compare the weights, because that's really what dictates the warranty.
Yeah, it's kind of, right now it's different. I guess it's a tricky topic because there's a lot of companies out there that will sell a shingle at 200 pounds a square versus 250 or even 300. On a paper, it will still show you that lifetime warranty, and that's kind of what.
So the word lifetime warranty could be misleading because you think it's a lifetime, but you're wondering whose lifetime.
Yeah, that's big time. Yeah.
Right. So anyway, lots of questions that you may have about roofing are welcome at 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, toll free 1-800-616-WBEN. Cell calls at *930, or you can now text us on our same call-in line, 803-0930. Always during the week, you can email me, hammertime@cortez.net. Check out the Cortez website. Everything we do is there. Room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line for your kitchen and your outdoor kitchen. Better living, sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awning. How about getting a retractable awning up yet this summer? Yeah, we can do it. And our small projects division. Check out the Cortez website, too, for news on our new building, as groundbreaking is now has begun, and foundations are going in this week. groundbreaking ceremony coming up on the 28th. And you can see photographs and video of the new building as it's built at Cortez.net. So check that out. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to my corner, George Urban and Dick. That's until we move. And say good morning to my manager. She's still going to be my manager of the Lakeshore branch there, George Urban and Dick. And that's Mary Holland. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you on this beautiful, sunny day?
Great, great. Great to have you on the air, Mary, as my manager of Lakeshore Bank. And there's so much we can talk about with Lakeshore, but let's start by saying that the 2.5 home equity line of credit continues with no cost whatsoever.
Yeah, absolutely. 2.5% for the first year, no closing costs. Everything's done here locally. Relatively quick turnaround time. Within a month, we try to get everything done, just a couple weeks. It's been a fabulous product with Lakeshore, and we're just overwhelmingly, not overwhelmingly, but surprisingly, taking new applications every day.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's just in that mood right now, and with everything going on in the world, renovating their homes.
The truth is, you really can't beat it. If you're in the market for home renovations and you're in the market for home equity, which is the smartest way to fund a home renovation, there's no better place to go than Lakeshore for this 2.5 fixed for a year home equity line of credit with no cost whatsoever. The other comparable rates are a little bit higher, and some of them have some of the banks have fees. So avoid all that by just going to Lakeshore. In addition to that, Mary, the mortgage rates are at all-time lows, too.
Yes, right now, the 30-year still holding steady at 3%. So that's also awesome if you're looking to purchase a home.
Mm-hmm.
Stop out and see any one of our reps at our Erie County and Chautauqua branches.
And, of course, when we were looking to finance the new Cortez headquarters, you know where we went. That was Lakeshore Bank, and we got a great rate, too, for our new building.
That's awesome. We're so excited for you and to see your new building as it progresses and your groundbreaking ceremony. How exciting.
And you'll have a little bit longer drive to come and see us, though.
That's okay. Clarence isn't that far from
All right, Mary Holland, the branch manager of the George Urban and Dick Lakeshore Bank, and the phone number there is?
716-898-2022.
Repeat that for us, Mary.
898-2022.
For 129 years, Lakeshore Bank. Putting people first.
It's phase two, and it's back to normal. And wait. At Mishler's Florist and Greenhouses in Williamsville, we would rather do it right than fast. I'm Frank Mishler, and we have developed our safety plan for our business. Our greenhouses and garden center is open for you to come in and select your own garden plants while following a few simple rules like wearing a mask and maintaining social distance guidelines. We have reestablished our flower delivery service to most of the Buffalo area, and all you have to do is give us a call at 632-1290 or visit our website at MishlersFlorist.com. For the freshest, longest-lasting flowers in the Buffalo area, it's Mishler's Florist and Greenhouses in Williamsville. Call 632-1290 or stop in today on South Forest Road in Williamsville. Or visit our website at MishlersFlorist.com. Put some fresh color and beauty in your life as we slowly return to normal. Mishler's Florist and Greenhouses in Williamsville.
Hey, it's Bowerly. Let's talk about the trees on your property and whether it's your residence or your business. If you have any concerns with trees, the only tree service I recommend is AJ's Tree Service. With the warm weather, you might be polishing the look of your yard, or you might have an urgent situation where trees are threatening property damage. AJ's Tree Service handles every scenario regarding trees. Tree trimming, tree removal, tree pruning, and AJ's Tree Service now has a free summer assessment. And if you do have a tree issue, just call AJ's Tree Service. They'll come out to evaluate your trees and shrubs, and their analysis is honest and free. AJ's Tree Service. Oh, don't forget, when you have high winds and storms, AJ's Tree Service is the premier tree emergency go-to company. For a free summer assessment of your trees, AJ's Tree Service, 908-1282. 908-1282. AJ's Tree Service.
This is an extreme extremely important message from a local business called Sanuvair. Sanuvair specializes in sterilizing properties to ensure safety from infectious viruses. Sanuvair is built for a pandemic. Sanuvair is the COVID killer. And right now, it is imperative that schools, businesses, hospitals, and public transportation systems remain safe. If you're a business owner or head of a maintenance department who wants a safe and clean environment for employees, customers, and clients, call Sanuvair now. Sanuvair's UVGI technology kills 99.99% of harmful pathogens, bacteria, molds, including coronaviruses. Sanuvair's proven product line provides protection against harmful contagions via air purification, air filtration, and surface sterilization. Sanuvair is proud to be a local business of Buffalo, and Sanuvair is the COVID killer. Let Sanuvair keep your business safe from infectious disease. Visit Sanuvair.com or call 507-8533. That's 507-8533.
Everything for your garage is easy as 1, 2, 3. Step one is a new garage door. Increase your home's curb appeal and save energy and keep your family safe. Step two, how about the new Gorilla Garage Floor? A beautiful new coating that will give you 15-year warranty, ease of care, and a great look. And step three, how about organizing your garage? The garage is the perfect place for items you use often but don't want to store in your main house. At Gorilla Garage Gear, we have the expertise and the specialized systems to keep them organized. Easy as 1, 2, 3 with savings as well. How about $100 off a new garage door? How about $300 off when you combine a new garage door and a Gorilla floor? And get ready for this, folks. How about $500 off when you buy all three? New door, new floor, and new storage. Gorilla Garage Gear, everything for your garage in three easy steps. 715-6927. That's 715-6927. GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:19 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez. It's Hammer Time Radio. My guest is Anatoly from Ava Roofing, and we're taking your roofing questions at 803-0930. We have a texter who writes, Anatoly, I have a dormer on a Cape Cod style home. The roof on the dormer has had ice backups the last 10 years. Can one put furring strips on the current dormer and lay plywood on the new shingles and the new shingles on that, creating a space so the ice jams do not form? And that's from Chris. That's exactly what you would suggest.
Yes, that's, we call it above sheeting ventilation. So we'd run a furring strip 6 inch center, either a 3/4 or an inch and a half, depending on how much of an attic space there is. And then we put either OSB or plywood. And then with Cape Cod, there's usually no overhang, so we'd use a vented drippage. If there's overhangs, we can open up the overhangs and pull the air from the overhangs, and that will create that passive airflow, which will eliminate the heat buildup.
In addition to the furring above, do you actually cut a passageway for the air to travel in that furred up space?
Well, that's when we use the vented drippage, because...
But how about on the house side of that, on the opposite side, the high end of the roof?
Well, yeah, that's what a ridge vent comes in.
Okay, so from the ridge vent to the vented drip edge, we have an air current.
Yes, through those furring strips.
And that's a very effective technique that you've developed.
We've used it for multiple years now. Probably at least 50 projects we've done the furring system, and we have great feedback.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's summer and winter. So you're not just fixing your ice dam issue, but you're also fixing the heat buildup in the days like today.
Sure. Now, you know, a lot of people can say they're roofers, but what separates Ava from the rest is not only quality of your work, but also the cleanliness of your job sites and the materials that you're using, too.
That's kind of our mission. We don't want to just come in and just strip the roof. If we can't fix your problems, especially ventilation issue, at least we'll educate you on it, and then you can make that decision. But for us, yes, premium materials and making sure we correct the venting system.
So the comparison we're making today between metal and shingles, some of the downsides of metal, what would you say they are?
I think most of the metal roofs out there that's installed probably expose fasteners. And I think that's the biggest problem, because you're putting rubber washers on the steel. That roof heats up, I think, a lot more than the shingle roof. in the summer. So those rubber washers, I don't see them lasting more than 10 years before you have to replace them with new fasteners.
And if you want to compare to a standing seam, that's another whole animal as far as installation goes.
Yes, there's definitely a difference.
Because that involves soldering at the seams as opposed to fasteners.
Yes. So, for example, if you're using a standing seam, most of the pieces probably pre-ordered, but when you get into the valleys and the edges, you have to cut the piece. And I believe most of the concrete will not prime the cut. So over years, you're creating corrosion.
So you can have a rust issue on it in addition to the wear and tear of the surface.
Yes, sooner or later.
What else would you say as a negative?
I think fading. Most of the metal rules, the metal will fade just like any other metal. And the recommended maintenance is average about 10 to 15 years to repaint the metal. So I guess that's one thing that I'm not a fan of.
Mm-hmm. Are you seeing any aluminum roofs?
Well, we're not much of expert on the metal, so because I don't see us going into it anytime soon, so I can't really answer that question. Mm-hmm. I know steel's around quite often.
Right.
Metal, it's a softer material, so it'll be very few that go on.
Okay, 803-0930, if you'd like to participate in the program. In a little bit, Anatoly is going to run through his roof giveaway contest. We'll do that at the bottom of the hour, so be sure to be staying with us, and you'll learn on how you could win a roof from Ava Roofing. As we go next to Batavia and chat with Ray. Good morning, Ray. You're on WBEN.
Good morning. Thanks to the listeners for taking the call.
Sure.
And I have trouble with my sump pump over the heavy rains this week, and it's been backing up into my basement.
Okay.
The good news is I have a water backup pump, and with the electric pump and the water backup pump, it was still overtopping a little bit of the crock.
Okay.
The good news is I bought a Cadillac, I consider a Cadillac pump from made in Buffalo, New York, and I don't know if the drain pipe is plugged by the bubbler at the curb. I don't know what the problem is, but I got a lot of water. Then I put another pump in with a discharge out through the window, out into the grass away from the house. And I was still having a hard time pumping the water out.
Hmm.
Getting a lot of water that I've never had in the last 20 years living here.
So this is a new phenomenon related solely to the last few rainstorms?
Well, it's been the last 4 months.
Last 4 months. Okay.
All right. The second time I had water come up over this crock pot in the last 4 months.
I would never rely on a water siphon to be able to keep up with heavy water flow. There's a capacity issue on those. They have a limited capacity. The primary pump, however, should be able to keep up with the water flow. Is the primary pump working properly?
Well, I put two different pumps in, and I had the same results. And then when I put the hose out the window, the water was pumping at a good stream out the window into the lawn instead of through the bubbler system that goes from the downspout to the curb.
Okay.
I did notice my bubbler was overtopping, or not overtopping, it was full of water, but the neighbor's bubblers were not overtopping.
Okay. So I guess we need to explore whether that line is encumbered. That would certainly be prudent to ensure that it's not, because if it is encumbered, we could be getting backwashing simultaneous with the pump trying to work.
Right.
This will eventually burn your pump out if you're not careful.
The other thing is, when the rain stopped and we just had normal flow and without the flow into the crock, it pumped the water out efficiently to the bubbler at the curb.
Yeah. So volume is going to do that. High volume, if there's an encumbrance, you're going to get more likely a backwash, and that's going to cause then the problem with the pump overworking. So, and then of course the overspilling. So I'm guessing that if everything's good with the primary, that it's the line.
Okay.
So let's get that line looked at. Maybe a snake will clean it out. Maybe a video inspection might be appropriate, because I would think that that's where your problem is.
Alrighty, thank you.
Okay, Ray, thanks for the call. Good question. Anatoly, we have a texter who writes, good morning, Dominic. First of all, he who hesitates loses. I didn't buy a raffle ticket in time. Yep, indeed. The Porsche raffle is sold out earlier than it ever has, by the way. Back to roofing, pegboard as a decking. How would we, our texting system is kind of hard to follow.
The one above it.
Yep. How would I, let's see, how would I, my 2-year-old roof is leaking, shingles are blowing off, and my second story floor, no attic smells, what material on new roof would cause an odor? I don't know whether that's the same text or not, but let's see if we can figure this out. So the first question, pegboard as a roofing, as a roof deck. That's impossible to nail into. I don't know how that would work.
I'm not sure. We've never done it. So.
Yeah, okay. So I would say Anatoly would probably vote no on that. I'm having a hard time here. Nails in the shingles be secured by pegboard. Okay, look at how that goes. It goes from down here to up here. Yeah. By the way, 2 nails per shingle sounds like a shoddy job. Not Ava. Sounds like I fell victim. So, okay, let's try to figure out what he's saying here. 2 nails on a shingle, that's certainly not appropriate.
No, I think most manufacturers will require at least 4 nails to the shingles. Our standard is 6 nails per shingle.
Okay. Really, so 6 nails. And yes. What about length of nail? That's another good point about being able to grab tightly.
On the one nail, if it's just a regular architectural shingle, 1.25 will be just fine. And if you go into heavier weight, we go to 1.5.
Okay. And how do you feel about re-roofing?
I'm not a fan.
Right.
The only time I'll do a re-roof if it's in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you're really not saving money in the long run. You're just adding that extra weight. You're going from average 2 pounds a square foot to about 4 or 5. And
you get a diminished lifespan on that second layer.
Definitely. So, for example, last week I did a Facebook Live. I always wondered how hot the roof gets in the summer. So on a 95-degree day, we had a thermometer. Now that we have one in every truck, I went up on the roof and just scanned it. And it came up to 184 Fahrenheit.
Oh, wow.
I was shocked.
The temperature on the roof.
It was crazy, yes.
That's amazing.
So you can imagine what 2 layers would do, and it will hold a lot more, that heat for a lot longer.
And, of course, now there's codes on that. You can't layer 3, but the point is that you can put up to a 3rd layer.
Yes, legally.
And, of course, the prudence of that is really, I think, an issue, and I would probably strongly advise you not do that, especially if it's your primary residence.
We always recommend tariff. Better warranties and better roof.
It is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. And he came in just to say hello this Saturday morning. Michael Baggerman is standing by with the latest from the WBN Newsroom. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. It's 10:30 from the WBEN Top Stories for this Saturday, July 18th. Governor Andrew Cuomo called it a perversion of the law. Bars and restaurants who are using outdoor space for alcohol drinking rather than eating. He defended his mandate on Thursday requiring all bars to serve food if they're also going to serve alcohol. Cuomo said he's reinforcing his rule under Phase 3. John Lewis, a civil rights icon who served 17 terms as the House representative for Georgia's 5th District, has died. He was 80 years old. He participated in the Selma, Alabama protest that later became known as Bloody Sunday in the March of 1965. He was attacked by state troopers that day. The events that day quickened the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown said Lewis was an example for black leaders and was the moral conscience in Congress. The National Weather Service confirmed a tornado in Chautauqua County on Thursday. It was an EF1 tornado that damaged a barn in the rural town of Portland. There were no injuries. And finally, don't expect the new name of the Buffalo Bills Stadium to bear the name of Tushy, a portable bidet company that offered to pay $12.5 million for the naming rights. Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz wiped away any possibility, saying they won't get it even if the highest offer. Any name on the stadium must get county approval. Your WBEN First Alert forecast, we do have an air quality advisory that will be in effect starting at 11 a.m. and it goes through 11 p.m. It'll be unhealthy to be outside if you're somebody who has an underlying condition such as asthma or heart disease because of pollutants in the air. Other than that, partly sunny today, a high of 87. Tomorrow it's going to be very warm. We might get the record temperature of 92. We are also expecting a gusty thunderstorm in the afternoon. On Monday, it'll be partly sunny and a high of 85. Currently in Buffalo, it's 79 degrees with partly cloudy skies. I'm Mike Baggerman, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortese here. People love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years now, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, and a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom and make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass. 694-3300. That's 694-3300. They are ready to help you with your sneeze guards for your restaurants and retail establishments that need protection from COVID. Give them a call for that too. 694-3300. They're in Willitzer Park. Tell them Dominic sent you. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Paid actors illustrating actual clients. Prior results do not guarantee similar outcome. Each case is unique.
When a car hit me, I called Salino and Barnes. They got me $6 million, 24 times the insurance offer.
I'm Steve Barnes. Is your accident case worth more than the insurance company says? Call us. You might be surprised.
After my motorcycle accident, Salino and Barnes got me $1.5 million, 12 times more than insurance offered.
I'm Ross Salino. What's your case really worth? Call us now and find out.
After I was rear-ended, insurance offered $100,000. Salino and Barnes got me $800,000.
After my car accident, insurance offered $50,000. Salino and Barnes got me $750,000.
Is your case worth more than the insurance company says? Call us. You might be surprised.
They got me over $600,000, 9 times more than insurance offered.
Salino and Barnes, injury attorneys. Call 888-8888.
Main Street, Buffalo.
New Jeep Compass Latitude, $289 a month, not one penny down. A Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram, all taxes and fees included. Just $279 for healthcare, first responders, and military. We appreciate your service. This is an incredible value, but supplies are limited, so start your deal online with Online Express Buy. And come get your new Jeep while we got it.
Trust Transit Town.
New Ram 1500 Classic Warlock, $309 a month, not a penny down at Transit Town. All taxes and fees included. Just $299 for healthcare, first responders, and military. We appreciate what you do. Start your deal online with Online Express Buy. Again, supplies are limited, so come get your Ram while it's here. It's a summer clearance event at Transit Town Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram.
On approved credit. Leases 42 months, 25 cents per mile, over 10,000 miles per year. First payment due at signing. Must finance through Transit Town Lender. $395 disposition fee at lease end. Leasee responsible for maintenance and repair. Includes conquest and or return leasee cash. Not all buyers will qualify. Offer expires 7/31/20.
Trust Transit Town.
For quality replacement windows and doors, along with personalized guidance and service, connect with Big L Windows and Doors, your Marvin replacement specialist.
Leaky, cracked, stuck. If any of these words describe your windows and doors, then it's time to consider investing in your home. Your Marvin dealer will guide you through the entire replacement process, from choosing products and materials to selecting designs and options that reflect your style. Replacement windows and doors from Marvin can improve the comfort, functionality, and energy efficiency of your home. Trust your local dealer and Marvin for personalized service and long-lasting solutions.
Visit Big L Windows and Doors, your local Marvin replacement specialist, for the information you need to get started. The pros at Big L Windows and Doors know that trust is key when it comes to replacing your windows and doors. Ready to get started on your next replacement or installation project? Visit us at bigl.discovermarvin.com.
Indeed, we're honored to have Big L Windows and Doors as a Hammer Time sponsor, and Bill Horbert Sr., who was on a couple weeks ago. Ask Bill what his business philosophy is, and he'll tell you that for over the last 45 years, Big L has been doing business by doing the right thing, and he'll shrug his shoulders when he says that. It's a simple philosophy, but it says it all, right? Just do the right thing. And that's why Big L is offering both in-person and virtual sales consultations right now. Either way, they're keeping their customers' safety and comfort at the forefront. Stop in. They're on William Street, not too far from the thruway. You can actually see their sign from the thruway. 895-8484 is their phone number, and you can tell them Dominic sent you. Big Al Windows and Doors. The relationship that we have with them goes way back to when I built my house, and Big Al has supplied us then and supplying us now with the new Cortese headquarters windows as well. Big Al Windows and Therma-Tru Doors, the quality and workmanship of their installation team, and with their total trust guarantee. Tell them that Dominic sent you and check out their showroom. They give you a safe tour with social distancing in mind. Wear your face mask, of course, on William Street, not too far from the thruway. 895-8484. Big Al Windows and Doors, indeed. Big Al is a Hammer Time partner, and remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:38 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez in studio with Anatoly from Ava Roofing, and we're talking roofing. And we're going to get into Anatoly's roof giveaway in a minute, but just to clean up some loose ends here. First of all, when people are talking about layering, and they are thinking that they're going to be smart by layering a metal roof over an existing asphalt or cedar shake roof, they are really setting themselves up for potential disaster. God forbid they have a fire.
Yeah, I think fire department would definitely hate you for doing that, but it's very common where, especially on a one layer, it's very common where constructors will layer metal roof right over it, without even furring strips, just flat on the roof.
Speaking of fire departments, I think they probably in general don't like metal roofs for the fact that they can't get through them as easily.
I think it makes their job a lot harder.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. The second thing is we want to clean up this texting issue here that we have with this our text board. So let me start at the top. We finally figured out how this text was written. It actually is three sections, and they're out of order. So it starts with, good morning, Dominic. First of all, he who hesitates is lost. Speaking of the Porsche raffle, indeed, as I said, that sold out. Back to roofing, pegboard as the decking. How would nails in the shingle be secured to pegboard? And I think Anatoly said there's really no way you could do that. And oh, by the way, two nails per shingle sounds like a shoddy job, not Ava's. Sounds like I fell victim. Meanwhile, my two-year-old roof is leaking, shingles are blowing off, and my two-story floor, no attic smells. What material on the new roof would cause an odor?
Well, I think the whole problem would be ventilation issues, so your roof always sweats and overheats, and that would give you some kind of odors there. So, and based on what the guy's saying, that there's probably bigger problems than the smell.
Yeah,
so
it sounds like workmanship issues.
Definitely.
I think the whole idea of what they're speaking about with pegboard is the idea of having a vented roof deck, but there are more intelligent ways to do that. Pegboard is not the right material.
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the roof giveaway contest, Anatoly. Let's walk through how this works.
Okay, so this is where it gets exciting for anybody that's living in West New York, and if you're 18 and over, you can apply for a $10,000 roof giveaway. What it means is that not every roof is going to be $10,000. Not every roof will go into the $10,000 budget, but let's say if
up to $10,000.
Up to $10,000. So yeah, so $99.99. That's what goes towards a new roof, and that's at a fair price. And so if you want a ticket, we will announce it on September 9th. And then we schedule the inspection and the estimate. So we'll go in and go over it, over mm-hmm. the quote. So if your roof is under $10,000, you're paying zero, and mm-hmm. you get a free roof. And then if it's over $10,000, you're just paying the remaining.
The difference.
Yeah, so really, it's still going to cost you a lot less than the average roof cost.
And how does one register?
So it's very easy. If you have access to our internet, just go onto our website, www.avaroofing.com. There you will see the directions and steps how to enter and get points. There can be different ways to get your points. And one thing, we do favor our veterans, so we're doubling points for every entry for all our veterans.
Okay.
If you've been in the service or you're in service, you're active duty, you will get double points on any entry.
So this is all through your website,
yes.
avaroofing.com,
mm-hmm.
and you register right there to win up to a $10,000 value roof.
Yes, and there's no purchase necessary.
And there's no connect, there's no hook or...
No hooks.
There's no hooks at all. It's a complete giveaway.
Also, yeah, for our customers that hired us in 2020, we do want to tell you guys that you have a chance to win the credit back because you did purchase our roof in 2020. If you apply and you get to pull the ticket, we will just refund you $10,000 towards your roof.
Okay. Speaking of which, when we talk about getting a roof done yet this year, is that at all possible?
With us, you're probably looking November or maybe most likely winter, which we do offer winter discounts just to keep our schedule busy. But if you don't like to have your roof installed in the cold weather, it would have to go into early spring.
Mm-hmm. Which is reasonable to say that after what we've been through.
Yes, definitely.
So if you're still interested in getting an estimate, though, that's something you're actively still doing.
Oh, yes. For estimates, within 2 weeks, we can take care of the estimate for you, no problem.
What if a customer has an issue, though, where they're having active leaks and they need to get it done sooner?
That's going to be kind of tough for us. We do take on some urgent repairs. Unfortunately, when somebody, if it's a newer roof and somebody messed it up, it's a little tricky. We do not want to
get
near the problem. Yeah, yeah. So we're just, and if it's within 2 years, we just recommend get an attorney and have this resolved through an attorney.
You know, that speaks of the whole issue of hiring the right person, you know, and, you know, you have the integrity, you have the equipment, you have the expertise, you have everything you need to assure a homeowner that they're going to get their roof done and it's going to be done right. That's not the case out there, especially with roofing across the Western New York landscape.
Yes, it's kind of tricky because you get all these good salesmen going to the job to meet the customer, and customer don't have the visual of what he's getting. He's just getting a good sales rep and the estimate. And on the estimate, all you see is the numbers. You don't see the workmanship. My recommendation, and we always recommend it to our customers, take that time of your day and go visit a job site of whoever you decide to hire.
It's what you're not thinking of, too, that makes the most difference. Like, for example, when you guys use your magnetic rake, how many homeowners that did not ask that question and they find nails for the next 6 to 8 months across all of their landscape?
Probably the next 3 years, really. Yeah. But that's something that our customer don't really ask us that either. But for us, it's common practice. Make sure that we leave the job site cleaner than we seen it before we showed up.
The other thing that comes to mind is safety. And, you know, we're obligated to follow all the OSHA guidelines. You know, we talked about what COVID did to our industry, and it really was nothing. Because when you think about all the industry controls that we have already in place from OSHA to EPA, adding face masks to that was really no big deal.
You're right there.
So in your case, of course, it's the protection from falling, which is a big part of your day.
Yes. So most of our guys, they're working 10 feet and higher and on a steep roof. So for us, harnesses are mandatory. And that's something that should be really for any roofer that's going up.
I can tell you, Anatoly, out of all the roofs I see going on and when I drive by job sites, the percentage of people that are following the OSHA standards are probably nil.
I'd say 9 out of 10.
Right.
The guy just, and I don't know if it's a habit for roofers just come in, rush the job, in and out.
Right. That's what they think of, that they're just going to get it done and not get caught.
Yes. And then some that do. Unfortunately, I think the guys that the flybys, they're having less chance of getting caught than most of our bigger contractors.
Now, there's no real obligation or responsibility that the homeowner has, except if someone does fall and they don't have the proper insurances to protect that workman from that fall, the injury from that fall, that could fall back on the homeowner.
Yeah, so the big problem is a lot of contractors out there would sob out. And nothing wrong with sobbing out the work, but tracking the certificates of insurance.
Right.
So if you're in a residential and there's an injury and you have a subcontractor, you're open to a lawsuit. So you better hope that the GC covers the lawsuit.
So what Anatoly is saying is that at every layer, you need to make sure that the proper insurances are in place. And if a contractor is hiring a subcontractor, that subcontractor gets hurt, that liability could fall back to the contractor. And if he didn't have the right insurance, it could fall back to the homeowner.
Yes, to the homeowner, or if it's a commercial property, now you're exposed for the business.
So the best advice, and what I always say when I read your commercial each week, is that you are properly insured and you are insured to do roofing. And that's a very important thing for you to establish and when you're getting estimates, is that you get a certificate from the roofer and that it specifically says that they are are a roofing contractor. Because what a lot of guys do is they don't mention that they do roofing. So therefore, they may not be insured for roofing. And the reason they don't want to mention that they do roofing is because, obviously, your premiums are higher because you do roofing.
Just like on safety, how we talk about there's only about 1 out of 10 that follows the safety. Unfortunately, the same for the insurance. There's probably 1 out of 10 roofing, or I think any trade that's properly insured to do the work, and others just looking to get to save the cost on insurance.
What people may not realize, and everyone listening, pay attention to this: you have the right to ask your roofing contractor or any contractor for proof of their insurance, and you can actually be named as additionally insured on that certificate. And in the case of roofing, you want to make sure that it specifically says that they are insured for roofing.
Yes, and so. Yeah, if you ask for that, if our customer asks to be additionally insured, we can do on a day off or when we sign a contract.
No, it's no cost to the to the contractor, and the insurance companies are glad to oblige.
Definitely.
Okay, 803-0930, that's the number for you this Saturday morning here on WBEN. My guest in studio, Anatoly from Ava Roofing. We're talking about all things roofing, and before we close the hour out, we'll give you information on how you could qualify for a free roof from Ava. It's a $10,000 value, absolutely no obligation whatsoever. 803-0930, participate in the program. You're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Each and every Saturday morning, we look forward to a phone call from Peter Gordon from Indoor Air Professionals. And the air we breathe is especially in the news today as we talk about air quality in malls and how the technology exists to clean your air. And when you're living at home, the way to do that, of course, is with a medical-grade air purifier, which Indoor Air Professionals has. They also have high-capacity dehumidifiers. This ensures that you're breathing clean indoor air. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Yeah, it's, I would say, relatively exciting times for us. I mean, it's crazy out there. It's wild, wild west of indoor air quality because everybody's jumping in with, I have never said this before, but let me say that in the 90s, we sold a product, Canadian-made, very good product, so we thought, that you used ultraviolet light. And you hear a lot about ultraviolet light being used in purifying air. Well, guess what? We stopped selling it in 98 because the science shows that the air from an air handling unit moves too fast, that's your furnace, too fast over the ultraviolet light to have any significant kill ratio.
I see.
It will prevent mold from growing in the blower compartment in that. So, but we, as you mentioned, we do have technology that does kill 94 to 100% of bacteria, mold, and virus, and it also obviously kills 12 times smaller than the coronavirus.
So you can be assured that the medical-grade air purifier from Indoor Air Professionals will perform to kill the COVID-19 coronavirus. Not to mention, we want to make sure at the high humidity times of year that we're in right now that you have a high-capacity dehumidifier to dry your basement out.
Absolutely. You know, and I can't tell you, well, you have one, I have one, sort of, you know, nearly 1,000 other folks out there. I'm not all in the sound of our voice, but what a difference it makes, the difference between the high capacity and a standard, what we've, you know, lovingly called Chinese fire starters.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's just the people go, well, wow, it's weight, it's, you know, 4 times more expensive. Well, no, not in the long haul.
Right.
It will pay for itself in energy savings alone in 3.5 years.
And how about doing its job, too, of actually dehumidifying the air?
It does its job. But more thing, too, is that with a 5-year bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 10-year lifespan, how many of the fire starters have you put out to your curb?
That's right.
Time.
We also want to mention that Indoor Air Professionals is ready to clean your ductwork with the patented column duct cleaning system. They will blast all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork and with negative pressure suck it out, leaving you with a fresh scent of Canberra gel. And we've got discounts for the Hammer Time Radio audience. What are they going to be?
Okay, so yeah, on the duct cleaning, and by the way, Dave Guetti is answering the phones today, and if need be, I'll back him up this afternoon, because it's been busy. But we've got $42 off on duct cleaning, but it's a month out. We are scheduling the week of August 10th right now, so don't wait any longer. This is what we're usually saying in September. You know, So do that, and then, of course, on the high-capacity dehumidifier and medical-grade air purifier that you mentioned, just ironically, there's $300 off on either of those units. In fact, we're talking about three units because the medical-grade air purifier has the portable, and it has the one that's the inline or the whole house, which fits on your furnace.
683-3000. Discounts for only you. Hammer Time Radio audience, got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. And that includes comfortable pricing, too. Shop Town & Country's brand new line of American-made affordable furniture. Amazing options at prices you're used to seeing in lower quality furniture made in other countries. So whether you're shopping highest quality American-made furniture or you're looking for that American craftsmanship at a lower price, hurry into Town & Country and save even more on our American-made affordable collection when you take advantage of our cash and carry program. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
As you near retirement or turn 65, Medicare can bring up a lot of questions. That's why Univera Healthcare is committed to bringing you answers. We'll make it easier to understand your options from the comfort of your home with a team of Medicare experts that's just one call away. And when you're ready to choose a plan, we can help you there too with affordable options, including plans starting as low as $0 per month, backed by the support of a local company that's committed to caring for Western New York. So if you're retiring or turning 65, turn to Univera, and we'll help you make the right choice with confidence. Call us at 800-697-0700 or visit univeraformedicare.com to get started. Univera Healthcare is an HMO plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Univera Healthcare depends on contract renewal. You must continue to pay Medicare Part B premium. Our health plan complies with applicable federal civil rights laws and does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, age, disability, or sex.
This is Sandy Beach. Find whatever you're looking for this month at Northtown Kia for your snap delivery. A simple Northtown sales process just the way you want it. Get to Western New York's number one Kia dealer all month long and start your shopping from home at northtownkia.com. Lease the 2020 Kia Sportage LX automatic all-wheel drive for just $189 a month. Just $189 a month for 24 months. $3,515 due at signing. Comes with alloy wheels, backup camera, remote key entry, and more. Northtown Kia is your home for Northtown snap delivery. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
On approved credit lease, $3,518 due at signing, includes all taxes, first payment, and $650 acquisition. 12,000 miles per year, 20 cents per mile excess. Security deposit waived. Number one volume dealer based on January to December 2019 Polk results. Prior sales excluded. Must take delivery by 7/31/20. Stock number 20K156. MSRP 26,720. Promotion for in-stock vehicles only.
Remember, whatever you're looking for,
find it at Northtown.
Hey, it's Dominic Cortez here, and you've heard me talk about what a great value a new roof from Ava Roofing is for years. Well, now Ava has even a better value for you. How about free? That's right. Ava Roofing is giving away a free roof, and all you have to do is to enter is to click a few buttons. Here's what to do. Go to avaroofing.com, click the free roof giveaway tab, fill out the contact form, and that's it. You're entered to win. But there are 8 more ways to enter and earn 1,000 additional chances to win. For example, when you like their free roof giveaway post on Facebook, guess what? You get another entry. If you comment on it, you get another entry. If you share it, you get 5 more entries. And if you complete all 8 methods to enter, you'll get 500 bonus entries. Imagine over 1,000 chances to win a new roof. Now, that's great value. Go to avaroofing.com to enter today. No purchase is necessary, and there are no gimmicks here, folks. avaroofing.com to register. 990-4793. That's 990-4793. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:57 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortese with Anatoly from Ava Roofing. I mentioned that the Porsche raffle is sold out. We'll be drawing the winner of the Porsche raffle at an event that we've squeezed in to the summer here, and that is a Lobster Fest takeout. That's right. Get ready for this. We're doing a Lobster Fest takeout on the 1st of August at 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's a drive-through event. And if you'd like to purchase tickets, they're $50 each. You get two lobsters and sides. And then we have party packs, too, for up to 10 people. There's discounted rates for that. You can buy additional lobsters for $15 each. Go to our Facebook page, Clarence Rotary Club Facebook page, clarencerotary.org. On the website, you can purchase your tickets there. They're $50 each. The tickets need to be purchased by Tuesday the 28th. The ticket sales close on that day because guess who has to order the lobster? So we've got to have a couple days to get them in time. So the Lobster Fest takeout in the Clarencetown Park from 4 to 7 p.m. on August the 1st. And you can participate in that by purchasing your tickets at the Clarence Rotary Facebook page or go to clarencerotary.org. We spent the hour with Anatoly from Ava Roofing. Thank you for coming in, Anatoly.
Thank you for having me here.
It's always a pleasure to have a Hammer Time partner on. Likewise. And let's squeeze in a call from Java, and that's Dawn. Good morning, Dawn. You're on WBEN.
Good morning, gentlemen. Question. After a brand new roof is put on, I have noticed contractors tacking gutters up with the straps right through the brand new roof. Is that kosher?
The hanging straps.
Yes, so that's not something we would do. So if there's, you mean they reinstall your old gutters, right?
No, when they're installing, with a roof job, they're putting everything new on, brand new gutters. And I noticed that the gutters that hang with straps, they're nailing right through a brand new roof.
So they're attaching the gutter hanging straps over the top of the last course of shingle.
Yes.
So we've seen that before. It's not our practice. What we usually do, we lift up the first shingle and then just drive those straps right through the starter, and then the shingle right.
It should have been under the shingle as opposed to on top.
I guess you can do it both ways, and we see it done both ways. But
the problem with going on top, though, is you're inviting the chance for a possible leak there.
Yes,
exactly. It never seemed correct to me.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that, and indeed you are right. I would suggest you contact the roofer and perhaps get him to switch those two under that first course. Anatoly, again, thank you. AvaRoofing.com for your roofing needs, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday, same time, same place. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara.